Now, these elite athletes have high-performing bikes and high-performing bodies. But what's it actually like out on one of the stages, especially one of the climbing stages? And other than winning, where else can points be won along a route? To find out, I joined the Tour de France sponsorship manager and ex-Tour cyclist Andrea Perron for a drive along stage 9 of the race, which was the first big climb of the Tour from Morzine to Saint-Jean-de-Maurienne, reaching heights of 2,000 metres.
Pretty tough one. We don't have a uphill finish. The finish is down on the flat after a 4 tough category climb. The toughest is the last one. The last one is called de la Madeleine. It's 23 kilometers long for about 1,800 meters of average gain. Pretty tough climb, considering that before the riders, they already had to climb 3 other climbs.
Now, we've been driving along most of the route so far, and along it there are various kind of sprint stages and spots for the King of the Mountain points and things like that. So how many of those are there along here?
Today there's 2 point intermediate sprints, which they bring points for the green jersey. And then there's 5 climbing sprints. The last one is the one that carries more points and is also a horse category climb, means that it's among one of the hardest climb in the Tour.
Well, you're an ex-rider yourself, really. So what kinds of things are going through your mind when you're, say, descending at such great speeds? And how fast speed do the cyclists reach?
When you go downhill, you just try to envision the best trajectory and try to handle the bike as best as you can, knowing when you have to brake and try to calculate the risk. Of course, sometimes you don't calculate well enough and there's some crashes, especially because the surface sometimes is rough and it makes it harder to handle the bike. The maximum speed reached can be up to 100 kilometers per hour, but that's very rare, only when you have a straight section of downhill. Otherwise, 70 up to 90 kilometers per hour.
When it comes to these big climbs like today, there's obviously a change in altitude, changes in temperature as they're going through the route. So how much does this affect them?
The altitude doesn't affect too much because, today they're going to feel a little bit the altitude only on the last kilometers of the last climb, which reaches a bit over 2,000 meters. The temperature difference is going to affect them more. Today, the maximum temperature change, it varies up to probably 15, 18 degrees from the very bottom part of the stage when it's going to be probably 33 degrees up to the top of Col of Madeleine where probably we're going to have 15 degrees maybe. Temperature will affect them more if there's a bad stormy day or a rainy day. That's when, especially going downhill, the temperature is much lower and your body's already wet from the rain and colder. So that's when you really have to find something to keep the riders warmer.
The stage has been happening for a while now, so you've been getting updates here through the radio. So what's been happening so far today?
So far, the race is at kilometer around 60, 58, 60, and they have these 8 men with a 2.5 minutes lead, and then about 3 minutes behind the big peloton with the yellow jersey.
And so they're about 60 kilometers in so far. What's the actual total length of today's stage?
It's 205 kilometers.
We've just been driving along the route, and they're actually not very far behind us now, are they?
Well, we are going considerably faster of them uphill, but then on the descent they are going faster than us.
Now, as we've been driving along, there have just been fans lining the entire route, and some sections just have hundreds of them and camper vans everywhere. As you're going down the route, how important are these supporters, do you think? How much do they help by being around and cheering?
They help a lot. I mean, it's so fun. It's good. They really cheers you up, especially on the climbs, because on the climbs you just go through 2 walls of fan and they scream so loud. It gives you definitely an extra kick on your effort when you go up.
Tour de France sponsorship manager Andrea Perron. And as he mentioned,